Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Nan Mooney is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Nan's been with us before, and Nan is a writer. Many of you have seen her work in a number of print and online publications. She's the author of the book, I Can't Believe She Did That, Why Women Betray Other Women at Work. And I'm glad she said that, not me. And she's our friend. Nan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me back.
And your other book is called My Racing Heart, right?
Yes.
What's that about?
It's a very different book. I grew up a fan of thoroughbred horse racing. My grandmother was a big fan of it. So it's all about that sport and the whole culture, and a little bit also about my relationship to my grandmother and how she got me involved. And
well, I don't
she's
have
a pretty
that.
Remarkable woman.
I don't have that book. I bet that's a good one. It sounds good.
It's very good.
It sounds like it needs to be made into a movie.
I think it'd make a fantastic movie.
From my mouth to God's ears, right?
Exactly.
Nan, your book, this has got to be one of the most controversial titles for women's issues that I've ever seen. I mean, we get a lot of books in here, but for a woman to basically expose how women treat each other in the workplace, and to make that very clear and lay it right out there, very unpolitically correct, or politically incorrect, I guess I should say. What's the reaction been since the last time we talked?
Well, you know, I overall get a really positive reaction from the book. A lot of people saying, thank God someone is actually talking about this finally. And yeah. I've had these various experiences, and I didn't know what to do with them. Because there is often a myth that women are all, you know, we're all always friendly and always love each other and never have problems or should never have problems.
Who has that myth?
Well, you know, it's
I'm teasing that.
But we really kind of often grow up feeling like that, or that, you know, we're doing a good job with our relationships only if there are never any conflicts.
Right.
So it can be very difficult for women.
And you know where that's the worst, don't you? Across the southern half of the United States.
I bet it is.
It's the worst there. It's worse there than it is, say, in New York City.
Because everyone's real sweet and friendly in the South, right?
Bless her heart. So what have been some of the specific reactions that women have given you?
Well, one interesting thing that I've noticed of late is, you know, I think it's very, very difficult part of this is for us as individuals to acknowledge that we all have a role in this. No one is just a victim. They're all relationships, and there are two parts to every relationship, and both people are contributing when something's going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So a big element of addressing the problems that women have between each other in the workplace is addressing your own behavior and saying, okay, what am I doing, even if I'm doing it unintentionally, that may be sending somebody the wrong message. And so I think that can be very hard. Again, for women, we have so much pressure on us to be nice, to get along with everyone. It may feel really like, you know, I'm doing something wrong. I can't be doing something wrong. It means I'm a bad woman, a bad colleague, a bad, you know, whatever my profession is. And so it can be very, very difficult to say, okay, maybe I am coming on a little too strong, or maybe I did miscommunicate about this issue, and I didn't tell her what I really felt or really needed, and it was misinterpreted. So it's important for us to look at our end of, especially if it's a pattern that's repeating itself, that we look at what we're contributing. Because what it comes down to is the only behavior we can really change is our own.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, one thing, Nan, that I when I think about your book and the things that you've said and my own experiences, you know, I'm looking at a dynamic. I'm thinking of a dynamic that includes the conflict between femininity, which is a very attractive and appealing thing, and to everyone, to men and women, and ambition. And it seems to me that there's a conflict between between those two things in women, and it's unfortunate. It's really in a lot of ways it's not fair, is it?
Exactly, and I think that you've sort of hit it right on the head there, that how do we negotiate that conflict? And I think there are ways to negotiate it. You don't necessarily have to become completely cutthroat and competitive, nor do you want to be completely, you know, feminine and compliant and always nice and sweet. There is a middle ground. And funnily enough, I actually think that everyone, man or woman, is kind of looking to hit that middle ground. You don't want to be completely all out for yourself and not paying attention to other people, yet you don't want to be a doormat. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants that middle between competition and cooperation.
Well, and you said men and women, and see, I think that there are two dynamics in that conflict between ambition and aggressiveness and femininity. And ambition and aggressiveness could be interchanged depending on the situation, and femininity being on the other side. The two scenarios are the way that plays out between women and men. And then the way that plays out between women and women, because women typically are, they wear their feelings a little more out there than men do, don't they?
They do. And, you know, again, that's more accepted in our culture. Women are expected to be a little bit more free with their emotions and to share.
I didn't say emotional. I just meant that their feelings are a little bit more exposed, I think, most of the time than men.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that they usually, and again, there's a positive and a not so positive to that end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is very interesting. And so what do women, well, let me ask you this question. You know, there's this ceiling, this glass ceiling that women have been talking about for all these generations, and it has been real, and it probably still to some degree exists, but women complain about it a lot. But are you the first woman to really point out the fact that maybe women are in their own way, sometimes.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I am one of the first people to really point it out and say we really need to look at that. And I don't want to come across as saying blame women on the glass ceiling, because women still have as much power as men in the workplace.
I don't think women built the glass ceiling. I just think sometimes maybe they don't help each other get through it.
Exactly. The first most important step we can take is to be helping each other out, because before we do that, we're certainly not going to be in a strong position to get help or to demand help from other people, men, other people being men, I guess. but often we don't realize, again, that we're standing in our own ways. We really have to look at how can we help the women around us, the women underneath us, pull them up, encourage them, give them confidence to make independent decisions, all the important skills that you need in order to break through that glass ceiling eventually.
Right. Nan, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Nan Mooney is our guest. Her book is called I Can't Believe She Did That. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Nan about where do you interject honesty into all of this? And if she thinks that one of the issues that women are finding with regard to the title of her book is that women are starting small businesses of their own to get around these things. 20 after. Stay with us. I'll be right back. It took me by surprise. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Get on the bus. It takes me to you. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. You're using it like crazy. Thank you. It's very exciting to see how much you're taking advantage of the things that we're making available to you. The website, the blog, and all the things that we do there. I hope you're using it to your advantage, and it's helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and be sure to check out the blog, and you can either come and get it or we'll send it to you. Nan Mooney is our guest, and her book is called I Can't Believe She Did That. Emphasis added by me, by the way, and you can't really get that off the title, off the cover of a book. And Nan, tell us where your book is available and give us your website, please.
It should be available at any bookstores, or you can go to my website, www.nanmooney.com.
How many times have I said, I can't believe she did that?
Me too. That's why I thought the title was
so
perfect.
It's a great title. Okay, I've got a couple of questions for you. One is the honesty thing. You know, I've often contemplated, really, about how unfortunate it is for women to be as ambitious as any man is, to be as capable and maybe probably more capable than most men are, and want to rise to and to be promoted and to rise to a position and to be given credit and paid for what she does and all that, how to be able to pull all that off and still look like a lady. It's really not fair. And I've tried to say, okay, how could a woman do that? The women who have done that, without causing a lot of mayhem and brain damage among people, how do women do that? And I got to believe that just being honest with people and straightforward and having, you know, loads of integrity, people would see that a woman would be capable of being feminine, being a lady, and still getting things done. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right that you really have to focus on being honest and being professional. And the truth is that women don't have as much leeway on that end of being aggressive and being very, very outwardly ambitious and pushing hard. They don't have as much leeway as men do because there's more expectation that they can and should be a little more feminine. But I don't think that that's necessarily something that needs to stand in their way. I think everyone that we like to deal with in the workplace is someone who can toe that middle line and can be diplomatic and can be professional, but still knows when to be honest about how to push people and when things are going wrong so they can really make things happen.
You know where I'm seeing what I just said and what you just said, where I'm seeing that actually manifest, where it's playing out in the marketplace right now? I'm seeing it in small businesses.
I think you're absolutely right. And there are, I mean, the numbers
women
of women
are starting small
businesses.
Yes.
It's out of control.
Well, they're starting small businesses. They're leaving. More and more of them are leaving the employment of others and starting their own businesses. And what I'm seeing is women who are doing all the things that you and I just said about being aggressive, being ambitious, being forceful, but they're able to be more in control of their own expectations and what others expect of them is just to do their job as a vendor or as a partner or whatever, or as an employer, and that's where women are shining these days.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think they're, you know, a lot of them are getting tired of dealing with all the politics and all the games and all the things they have to do as a woman who's ambitious in a larger corporation. So they're saying, fine, you know what, I'm smart, I know what I want, I'm fed up with having to deal with all the games, and I'm going to go off and start out on my own, and they're having phenomenal success.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us some more about some of the responses you've gotten from folks out there who've written you. Have you gotten any comments from men?
I have, and exciting to talk to men who have read the book, because a lot of them are really saying, well, you know, I didn't really know why I was reading it or if I needed to read it, but you've really helped me to understand what's happening among the women I work with or who work for me, which I think is critical for men to understand that, because the dynamics can be quite different than the dynamics that are going on between men or between men and women. And if you're an employer or a colleague of women, you do need to understand what's happening between them.
All right, well, what is that? What is happening?
Well, one of the big things that I think people, men, have told me that they didn't understand is it appears to them that there's a lot of game playing and that women aren't necessarily direct about what they're saying, and they're sending a lot of, you know, subtext and underhanded message that the men don't even get, and they don't understand why that's happening.
It's a total flyby right now. Well, now, do you think women play games more than men do?
I think they play a different kind of game, certainly, and that really stems from the message that we get. You know, it starts as young girls that we aren't supposed to have any conflicts in our relationships. Mm-hmm. But of course, everyone has conflicts, so we learn kind of subtle, underhanded ways to deal with those conflicts, and that's where you get a lot of the stereotypical feminine behavior, like backstabbing and gossiping and things, because we're afraid to have a direct, upfront problem, where men are much more comfortable if they have an issue with someone saying, hey, buddy, I got an issue with you.
Well, We typically nip it in the bud early on instead of letting it fester.
Right, because if you don't raise it, it will fester. If people then don't, they're not clear what you mean, what you think, and everyone's kind of, you know, edging around everyone else and not saying what they really mean. And we all know that just becomes a huge mess very quickly.
Right. Nan, give us that website one more time.
www.nanmooney.com.
All right. And the book is available wherever books are sold.
Exactly.
And it's called I Can't Believe She Did That, Why Women Betray Other Women at Work. Nan, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Great. Thanks so much, Jim.
We'll do it again next time. Nan Mooney, ladies and gentlemen, I Can't Believe She Did That. Check it out when you get a chance. Guys, you might find it very interesting, too. I think you will. I certainly did. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Rick Pinion right after these messages. Stay with us. It's 29 After.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.